Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello everyone and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. This episode is called Friday Night Banter, aka the drunk episode, and I'm going to explain that in a moment. First of all, I'd like to just start by saying thank you very much for all your messages and emails, all the contact that I get from you through various sources like Facebook, by leaving comments on the website. There are so many ways in which you can kind of get in touch with me. WordPress, Podomatic, Facebook, Twitter, email. I get loads and loads of messages from lots of different sources, and it's great to hear from you. I really appreciate it. I love hearing how useful you find the podcast to be. That's really great. I'm sorry that I can't reply to everybody. Some people I just can't reply to. I don't have time. I do apologise for not getting back in touch with you. It's very rude of me, I know, but, it's just the way it is, I'm afraid. Great to hear from you, basically. Now, second thing is that, as you know, I'm moving to France later in September, in the sort of second half of September, I'll be actually making the move. I'm kind of taking my life to pieces. I'm moving out, which means that I will be switching off my internet connection here in the flat at some point soon. And of course, when I do that, I won't be able to upload podcasts for a little while. But apparently they have the internet in France. Of course, I'll get an internet connection where I'm going to live. So I will be able to continue to upload episodes of Luke's English Podcast, and I certainly intend to. But there might be, again, another pause before you hear from me again. I've got this episode, and I've got another episode sort of in the pipeline. But after that, there might be another period of silence for a while as I move out and switch off my internet and then eventually move back into a house in France and carry on from there. So just bear with me for a while as I kind of get through this this kind of move. We'll be able to get back into a good rhythm with more podcasts and more stuff like that in the future. Let's see. So this episode is called Friday Night Banter. Banter is basically kind of, what do we mean by banter? Well, banter is like sort of humorous, friendly, perhaps meaningless chat or conversation that you have with your friends. You know, when you're just hanging out with your friends and you're just talking but not really saying anything in particular. You're just sort of having fun, making jokes, messing around. That kind of conversation is called banter. In this episode, you're going to hear me bantering with some of my friends. Now, it's also known as the drunk episode. That's because, well, in the last episode, which is called In Bed with Luke, I told you that I'd recently recorded a kind of conversation that I'd had with some of my friends. I invited a few friends over to my flat on a Friday evening, and of course what's normal on a Friday evening is that you have a few drinks. Well, while we were having some drinks, I decided that I'd record a podcast with my friends, and they were all really up for it, so we decided to do it. But of course we were drinking a little bit while doing that, and as a result you can hear that we're getting slightly drunk during the episode. Now, it's nothing like really serious or anything. We're not like completely paralytic, we're not totally smashed, not completely wasted or anything, but nevertheless you can hear us slurring our words slightly. If you know what that means, to slur your words means to kind of, you know, when you sort of don't pronounce things properly, maybe because you're a little bit drunk. So, slow words a little bit like that. So without pronouncing them properly, you kind of slur your words. So you'll hear us slurring our words a little bit. At first, I was concerned. I thought, my listeners are going to find it inappropriate to listen to my friends and me talking when we're a little bit drunk. They're not going to want to listen to that. I wasn't sure, though, so I decided I'd ask you, did you want to hear that particular recording? And the overwhelming response from everybody was yes. So I've decided to upload it this time in this episode. So that's what you're going to hear. There you go. So you will hear us talking about various nonsense. Now, the conversation is really, as I said, just kind of banter. Now, as you know, my friends and I, we're all, well, some of my friends who you've heard before on previous episodes, that's Paul and Alex and Moz. Those are the friends of mine who I perform comedy with sometimes. We did a comedy course sort of a few years ago in which we kind of learned various techniques on how to come up with comedy material and things like that. Now, part of what we did was we went to a workshop on Saturdays and we played lots of kind of creative games. And so I thought that in this episode we would play some of those creative games. They're just for fun, really. They're just meant to help performers to kind of open their minds and come up with sort of comedy material, and also they're quite fun games to play, so you'll hear us playing those games. But we were having a few drinks while we were doing it, particularly Paul and Moz. For some reason, they were partying slightly harder than Alex and me. The alcohol of choice on this particular Friday evening was Special Brew, which is a kind of very strong beer. Now, Moz bought Special Brew, and to be honest, people don't normally drink Special Brew. It's like extra strong alcohol. It's like 8 or 9%, which is really quite strong for beer. Normally beer in the UK is like 4 or 5% or something like that. Special Brew is the kind of drink that you know, like homeless people would drink, right? You find that homeless sort of alcoholics drink Special Brew, but saying that, some people do appreciate stronger beer, in this case, Moz is one of those people. He bought some Special Brew, and we were drinking Special Brew Kronenbourg 1664, which, as you know, I think it's a French beer, premium lager, 5% proof. Quite a nice beer when it's chilled in the fridge. And some cocktails, White Russians. I don't know if you know what a White Russian is. Well, basically, a White Russian is a mixture of vodka, hence the kind of Russian aspect of that, vodka, Kahlua, which is, I think, a sort of... hold on, I've still got the bottle here in the kitchen, so I'm going to tell you what Kahlua is exactly. So let's have a quick look at what Kahlua is. I'm going to read the label on the back. Kahlua. Originating deep in the Yucatan region, Kahlua's story has grown alongside ripening coffee beans high in the mountains of Veracruz, Mexico. With a flavour as rich and distinct as the region, Kahlua invites you to discover the stimulating taste of a mystical region and vibrant culture. So Kahlua is basically a kind of coffee liqueur. And let's see, it's 20%, 20% by volume. So White Russians, a combination of vodka and Kahlua and milk. Mix that up, you've got quite a nice, quite a lovely tasting cocktail. And so Paul and Moz were also drinking White Russians. They like to drink White Russians, mainly because of a film which we all enjoy very much. It's a movie called The Big Lebowski, which is a kind of a cult movie starring Jeff Bridges. And in that movie, his character, who's called Jeffrey Lebowski, drinks White Russians. And so because, you know, that's a really cool movie, Paul and Moz have decided that White Russians are their favourite cocktails. Thing is, though, I think on this particular occasion, they were drinking pretty strong white Russians. The mix should probably be probably a unit of vodka, a dash or two of Kahlua, and the rest of it milk. Maybe, I don't know, some kind of sweetening ingredient too, possibly. But I think that the Kahlua is quite sweet. Mix it up together. That's your white Russian. But I tasted Moz's white Russian, and let me tell you, it was more like a dash of milk, a unit of Kahlua, and the rest of it was vodka. It was incredibly strong. Maybe it was the special brew that he'd been drinking meant that he just sort of added a little bit more vodka than he should have done. But nevertheless, they were drinking extra strong white Russians. And they didn't start drinking those until the middle of the episode. You'll hear, around the middle of the episode, you'll hear when I'm talking to Alex about cans. That's all going to make sense when you listen to it. I'm having a conversation with Paul about cans. And then Paul and Moz go into the kitchen to prepare their white Russians. And then it's really from that point on that you can hear Moz in particular, he's getting a little bit more drunk and he's slurring his words and we're all getting a bit more relaxed and so on. But it's nothing shocking, nothing particularly shocking in my opinion, just that everyone's having a nice time relaxing, having a few drinks, and you'll hear us getting a bit merry, a little bit tipsy, and you'll hear us slurring our words. But that's enough now, I think, from this introduction. That's enough from this introduction. I'm just going to let you listen to the drunk episode, a.k.a. Friday Night Banter. So here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if it is the evening where you are. This is how I always start episodes. I start by saying good evening, and then I realise, hey, could be the afternoon, could be the morning, wherever. You know? Man. So, hello.
Hello!
Welcome to Luke's English Podcast. And you might hear some sort of slightly mad noises going on around me. laughter, sound effects, all kinds of weird noises going on. Okay, and what's happened is that maybe it was a mistake, but I invited Moz and Alex and Paul to my flat.
Hello.
Now you remember them from recent episodes at the Brighton Comedy Festival, so I thought, hey, I'll invite them round. Hey. You know, they probably need a meal.
We had a meal.
To be honest, I haven't actually fed them.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought they probably need some food. They might need a night off. So so I invited them over. Can you guys, like, just shut the hell up? See, it's a Friday evening and we're all having a good time. But while recording this podcast, no fun. Okay, you're not allowed to enjoy yourselves during the podcast.
Luke, we're not enjoying ourselves.
Behave.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is, just shut the hell up, Moz.
But I'm God, I'm a legend.
Oh God, here we go again. Alright, okay.
Luke, what is that you're tapping together?
It's a jar.
What is in the jar?
It's a jam jar.
It's an empty jar. It's just an empty jar.
Oh.
So what I don't want in this episode is for it to sound like just a big series of private jokes, you know. Basically, welcome into my flat on a Friday night with my stupid idiot friends, particularly Moz. Now, Moz is now doing something that you can't see, listeners. See, because this is audio, visual humour doesn't work. Do you understand?
So that was a need.
Behave yourself, boyo.
Moz, this would be licking your finger.
This is a waste of time. Right, what we're going to do... Hello, Earth to Moz. Come in, Moz.
Hello, my fledglings. How are
you? Oh, God. This is a huge waste of time.
No,
this is going to have to be edited, I think. But so what I thought we would do is just mess around by playing a few stupid kind of comedy games. They might be funny. They might just be, you know, just James talking. Perry. Just
Where
general
did they
talking.
Come from, Luke?
These came from the workshop that we used to do a few years ago when we first started doing this crazy comedy caper that we've been involved in. in that workshop, we basically messed around with lots of different sort of creative games, didn't we?
Yes.
To be honest, I didn't really know what was happening while we were doing it. But I trusted our workshop leader, who was called Logan Murray.
Dad.
Or otherwise Daddy Logan, as some people called him. And I trusted him, and then I realised that it was the key to creative comedy genius, I suppose. So I thought we would play some of those games in this episode today. Okay. Now, the first one I'd like to play is the yes-no game. Now, for learners of English, people out there who are listening to this who, you know, don't have a complete grasp on the language, this actually might be really easy for you to understand, because the rules of the game are that you have to basically have a conversation with someone, and the only words that you can use are, that's right, yes or no. I hope that's clear. So, let's see. Let's begin, shall we? I think we're going to have Mars.
I was just going to say that the whole point of it is about intonation. Mm-hmm. The fact that in English language, if you were to say yes to someone, it means very... It doesn't just mean yes. It can mean no at the same time.
Wait a minute. Don't confuse the listeners. So you're saying that yes can also mean no? Yeah. How the hell is... How is that possible?
If we go through the game, then that could mean a lot more. So afterwards, maybe we'll break it down.
Break it down.
Break it down. Break it down like this. Okay. I think we should try playing the yes or no game so that the listeners can understand what we're talking about. This is where you have a conversation using just the words yes or no, and the intonation and the way in which you say those words can affect the way the sentence and the conversation comes across.
Yes.
Okay, that's Luke. That was Luke Johnson speaking there. Okay, so who are we going to do? I think Paul and Alex, perhaps. You can start by playing the yes or no game. So, ladies and gentlemen, the yes or no game, which will start in 3 seconds. Three, two, one, go.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No. Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No. 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 No.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, if... just calm down, gentlemen. Take it easy. Just relax. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe, okay? That probably made absolutely no sense at all, and that's fine. Now, Moz, let's play the game. Hey, let's play the yes or no game between us. Okay. So, are you ready? Ready, Moz?
Yeah.
Ready, Moz? Okay. And we're about to start the game in 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
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 No. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
No. Yes. Yeah. No. No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Huh? Yes.
Okay, that's the yes or no game. Think that's useful?
No.
To you? No.
Yeah, yes.
Intonation.
It's about intonation, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes?
It's about learn the difference between yes and yes.
Obviously,
and yes.
Obviously, to those people listening to this who need to learn English for like really practical reasons, maybe in a meeting or a negotiation in a business context,
yeah.
You shouldn't do the yes or no game. You shouldn't go into a meeting and go, "So, hello, thanks for coming to the meeting today. We're going to discuss the spending plan for the next 6 months." So, Paul, I think we'd like to start with you. No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. No.
Yes.
I just want to say for the listeners, no always means no.
Okay. So remember that it's just a game. It's not something you should actually use in the context of a business meeting. Always remember that. Okay. Okay. I think we're going to move on to the next game, and this is my favourite. My favourite game.
Right.
Which is also a song by the Cardigans. Don't need to sing it. Don't need to sing it now. We're comedians, we're not singers. This is my favourite game that we played in the comedy workshop. And that was the press conference game, right? Now, the aim of this game is to try... You have to imagine, right, that you're a politician. The aim of this game is that you're a politician. You're a politician, and you're the minister for a specific ministry in the government, okay? Now, we will decide exactly which ministry it is, but usually it's some kind of ridiculously specific ministry. For example, the ministry for cardigans, the ministry for windows, you know, the ministry for...
sausages!
The Ministry for Sausages, exactly. Now, okay, so you're the Minister for Sausages, for example, yeah. Moz, and what happens is you're going to come in front of the press, the journalists of the country, and we're going to question you about your role as the Ministry of Sausages. Now, the main idea here is for Moz to act like a serious politician, talking about a very serious subject, but he's talking about completely ridiculous things, okay? So I think I'm going to introduce you now. So... thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to this press conference today. And first of all, I'd like to just introduce Moz here, who is the Minister for Sausages. We're running pretty tight schedule today, so we're going to give you... Well, we've got a short period of time for you to ask your questions. So thank you again for coming, and the floor is now open for questions to Moz, the Minister for Sausages. Yes.
Do you like big sausages or small sausages?
Obviously, being in Europe, size is of a real difference, so you need to either have small or big sausages. In Britain, we kind of... We quite kind of like in-between sausages, so, in-between sausages is great for us. Thank you. Next question.
Basically, the argument between the sausage made from the pig and the sausage made from the cow. Obviously, there's been a lot of arguments about what's happening with the pig situation, but where is the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where is the beef? That's a big question. We actually find that the best sausages come from, actually, goats. I'm sorry to say those words. Goats are different, and they make better beef. Thank you very much. Next question, Alex Love.
Yes.
just how a politician would do.
On average, Moz, the minister, how many sausages do you have in your mouth a day?
Well... many. I went from Oxford to Cambridge to various schools, and I'm quite posh, and I have many...
Sorry, how many sausages, please? How many sausages do you have in your mouth every day? hurry up with the answer.
Five,
okay. Alex?
I was just going to, ask additionally how many have you had today in your mouth?
Six.
Okay, I would like to pose a question, actually, which is that The question of whether to spike the sausage before frying the sausage is one I think that we pose ourselves on a daily basis. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Moz, the Minister for Sausages, about this issue of to spike the sausage before you cook it or not to spike it? What are you going to do about that?
As the Minister for Sausages, I have to say that the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that all sausages are pre-spiked. That's a very clever thing that we're going to do, is that we're going to have lots of people out there pre-spiking sausages. Now, no one actually does that, but sausages are, I don't know whether in your country you have sausages that are pre-spiked, but in Britain, all sausages are pre-spiked. And that's a very important thing to have in the world, pre-spiked sausages. Lou Thompson, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I do think we have time for just one more question, Moz, if that's all right by you. So we're just going to go back to Alex Love, who, well, is, to be honest, has asked pretty much all the questions.
Well, he's
okay, well, Mr. Alex Love.
Yeah, just got another question about the sausages on average a day. You said you had an average of 5 a day. I just want to know out of that, how many are from dead animals and how many are actually on something that's alive?
What the? Go on.
Well, I have to say that as a vegetarian, I have corn.
Okay, thank you very much, Moz, the Minister for Sausages there.
Yay!
Okay, you know what? I want to try this because it's my favourite game. I want to do this. I want to be the politician now. But what shall I be the? What shall I be the minister for?
You can be the minister for cans.
Cans.
All right.
Not cans in south of France, but cans, as in Luke, explain.
Tin cans.
These are metal containers which you use to store food in a convenient way, right?
You buy them in these forms of conveyance, such as baked beans, tuna, or peas,
carrots,
peas,
pineapple,
peas,
carrots.
Germany.
I love peas.
Easy now.
Okay. So, welcome to the press conference, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Luke Johnson here, the Minister for Cans. We've got some journalists here, going to ask some pretty amazing questions. So, out of the two journalists who are here, who first wants to ask the question about cans?
Luke Johnson, what's your favourite can?
Well, I'd like to start by just saying thank you very much for the opportunity to come here. It's been really enlightening for me, just purely just to stand here for the last 30 seconds. I think that it's been a fantastic experience and one which I'm very grateful for and one which I think that everyone has shared so far. So, sorry, what was the question?
What's your favourite can?
My favourite can is probably the one which I have in my kitchen. And it's made of aluminium or aluminum or whatever you want to say. And I think that's probably the standard form of can with the easy to open lid is a firm favourite. And that's something that I think this government will be pushing forward into the future, and something that everyone can get involved in and can actually contribute. So I think for the future we intend to see an increase in easy to open cans of beans, tuna, and of course pineapples.
What about sweet corn?
Yes, of course, sweet corn is on the agenda, very much so, particularly in certain regions. And obviously it's yellow, we're aware of that. There's not really anything we can do about that. It just happens to be yellow, but we're still rolling out the yellow sweet corn.
Okay, I think we're detracting away from the real can issue here. We've gone on to colours of vegetables.
You asked me a question about sweet corn. I'm going to answer the question. You asked me a question about sweet corn. You want me to talk about sweet corn, or do you want me to talk about cans?
It was about the context of the sweet corn in the cans.
Well, the sweet corn is definitely in the cans. It's occasionally it's out of the cans if you open the can first, of course. But I think sweet corn is a peripheral side issue. what I'd like to focus on is metal in the in a cylindrical form containing food. And
okay, I think that has answered that question sufficiently. Next, we have Paul Langton from the Unemployed Agency.
Hello, yes. Now, I believe we're talking about the subject of cans.
Yes.
So, we're talking about cans in the whole global community.
Yes.
So, I believe in the WWF, or World Wrestling Federation.
So, sorry, for legal reasons, I just want to say it's World Wrestling Entertainment.
Thank you. For World Wrestling Entertainment, I believe that several wrestlers have offered on global television to open a can of whoopass. Would you explain exactly what whoopass is, please? Thank you.
So you'd like to know what exactly a can of whoopass is, and what does it mean to open a can of whoopass on someone? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is something that I'm deeply involved in. Something that I've been practicing and researching for most of my career, in fact. And if asked a question in the House of Commons, I'll gladly open several cans of whoopass at will.
I think we need to know what, if you bought a can of whoopass, well, what was it contained?
If you'd let me finish, then, you know, I would actually get to that.
I think we're waffling. We need to get to the point.
Well, I mean, you know, if you do keep interrupting me like this,
Get to the point!
I'm actually getting to the point, but you insist on interrupting me before I get there. So, of course, if you do that...
Get to the point!
Well, if you do that, then I'm never... If you keep interrupting me, I'm never actually going to get to what I was trying to say. Is that... Do you understand what I'm getting at? So you're still doing it, I'm afraid. So I believe that originally you wanted to know about the origin of the term whoop-ass, and to open a... This is completely ridiculous, but to open a can of whoop-ass basically means... If you imagine Bruce Lee... Okay, and Jackie Chan, and Chuck Norris, and you compress them down into a can, right? And what you did then is when someone challenged you, maybe they said something critical about a senior member of your family, a female one, maybe your mother, your grandmother, something like that, and you got angry, what are you going to do? Well, you go into your... You fetch out from out of your satchel this can, which contains Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris and Jackie Chan, and you open that can into the face of the challenger, and what happens? Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, they come out, and it's a case of... And then I've literally opened the can of whoop-ass, and your ass has been whooped thoroughly. So
I just want to say, you know, for a human rights perspective... If they were in, those three people were in a can, it would have to be quite a big can, or would you be trying to compress them into a tiny, average-sized can?
I would compress the three of them into that can.
But then how would they function properly when they came out of the can?
I think for normal human beings, this would be an issue, but we're talking about Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan and Chuck Norris here. They can squeeze into a can for as long as you like.
But would they be like sort of then the borrowers? For those of you know, listeners, hello. The borrowers were like little people in a book who went round taking things from people's houses, and they're probably no taller than about 3 inches. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, exactly. Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris are all actually borrowers. I mean, they borrowed everything they did, really. Even all those punches, they borrowed that shit from Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Shakespeare did the 1-inch punch before Bruce Lee. He was famous for it, or in Stratford. It's like, come hither, for young the bard shall demonstrate thine 1-inch punch. You know, that's you can see it in Hamlet, the scene where Hamlet challenges his brother-in-law to a 1-inch punch competition. Bruce Lee just stole it from Shakespeare. Okay.
I think we're detracting away from the issue, really, here. The issue is, if these three men were in a can, would the can have sufficient capabilities for them to breathe? I mean, would it have air holes in the can?
Air holes?
Well, I don't think so. I think that, you know, they would basically hold their breath. They would shrink down to a tiny size, and then they would just hold their breath, basically. So, we've got one more question, Paul.
Yes, during a Barack Obama's election campaign, he asked, yes, we can. Would you explain what that means?
Certainly. As we all know, Barack Obama is actually made of tin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So what he was saying there by, yes, we can, was, yes, we are a can. You know, we, obviously using the royal we, meaning him and Michelle and other members of the family, we are a can, literally and metaphorically, made of tin, which I think really sums up their foreign policy. And we've got two more questions. This is...
I think really we're detracting away from the issue again. Could yes, we can be interpreted as saying urinating in a can?
Yes, we can. Like, we is like urine, a can is like a can. Yes, definitely. Yes, urine, can. Yes, we can. Yeah, good, good. Final question.
Final question.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am holding the mic, and I have to say, Luke Thompson,
Johnson.
Wonderful, Luke Johnson, wonderful technical whiz, but what do we as people think of Luke Johnson as a man that we got to know? Alex Love.
Luke Johnson is a very charming man with a nice voice.
What do you mean, nice voice?
The way he speaks is very dulcet.
What is dulcet?
Dulcet means gentle, so nice. Like the way he speaks is nice. It's pleasant.
Soft, pleasant.
Soft and
he's
pleasant.
Got a soft, pleasant tone. And where do you foresee him in the future?
I see him going to Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because he's moving there in September.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Keep it clean.
That's a primary joke. So we're going to move over to Paul Langton.
Take a breath so we can pause.
Paul Langton, who is here, and we're going to ask him, what do you think about Luke Johnson?
I think he is the loveliest man that has ever graced the earth.
And why would you say that?
He smelled good.
Smell is an important thing.
This is going to be the most useless podcast I've ever recorded. Thank you, Paul. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the most ridiculous episode.
But you know
what? I say this.
Can I plug my website?
Just a second. I say this at the end of every episode. Hey, that brings us to the end of the most ridiculous episode of Luke's English Podcast. But this really, we've reached a new low or high, I don't know, of Luke's English Podcast with this episode. Paul.
But I will say that this particular episode has been brought to you by Cronenberg. Special Brew
and
White Russians.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think I've got a few White Russians who listen to this.
They
will.
Hey.
So I'm, you know. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks.
Can I plug my?
Yes. Alex is going to plug his blog again. So Romina, if you're listening, Alex loves getting your comments. Don't stop doing that now. So Alex.
I do, yeah. Hello, Rom. Thank you for the comments about Windows and what I'd do if I was a window. That's much appreciated. So, my website is www.alexlove.co.uk, and I write there. I'm a comedian, and I write about what I do on the comedy circuit.
www.alexlove.co.uk. Miles has got one more point. This is literally the last thing. This is the last thing I'm going to allow you to say all evening.
I just wanted to say that I used to be a comedian a long time ago. I'm a writer now, but I have a website.
Yes.
Which is www.
Wait a minute. How do you spell?
Get the job.
Have to tap that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I just spilled myself.
Oh, my God. Please, I need to end this episode.
Do audiences know what that means?
It means that you're drunk, Mars.
It means lying.
It means...
No, it means...
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Luke Thompson.
Luke Johnson.
Shut up. I'd like to say thank you on behalf of myself, Mr. Paul Langton. Mr.
Alex Love.
Mr.
Michael John J. Buchanan Dunn.
Hendricks.
And our wonderful patron here tonight, Mr. Luke Thompson. Yay! Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, please visit teacherluke.wordpress.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.